Absolutely. I mean, it's now time for Minister Reilly to make clear his position. We know that these cutbacks that are taking place are at his demands. There's relentless demands from him and his department for cutbacks. We've seen cutbacks to home help hours in Donegal, to respite hours for disabled people and their families, to hospital beds, right from community hospitals up to Letterkenny General Hospital, and all of this at the behest of James Reilly. So we need to know now, you know, what is untouchable? Is there any service that's not untouchable at his demand? And will he make a statement on the issue of this bus being removed?
So as far as you're concerned, it's not HSE officials who are to blame here?
Well, it's clear from the meetings that the Oireachtas members and indeed the HSE Forum members in Donegal have with the HSE that they're under severe pressure to make cutbacks. I mean, ferocious pressure. We know that Letterkenny Hospital, for example, will face real, problems in the next number of months to meet the budget demands made of them. But all of the time, it's HSE spokespersons that have to come on to the local radio or make comments to local newspapers. James Reilly has wiped his hands of responsibility, even though he is the cause of all of this. So he needs to now take leadership, make a statement to the people of Donegal. Does he believe this bus should be removed? What is his directives to HSE officials who are taking the hit for him on the ground? And what is he going to do about it?